From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. After 3 days of inquiry from the Senate Judiciary Committee, Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor has ended her testimony before the panel. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Sonia Sotomayor dealt with lots of questions from Republicans about her ability to separate personal philosophy from her judicial rulings. Pennsylvania Republican-turned-Democrat Arlen Specter hinted that he'd like her to use her professional experience to challenge the court's more conservative wing.
It is my hope that the conventional wisdom is very strong for your confirmation, that you'll use some of those characteristics of your litigation experience battle out the ideas that you believe in.
The Judiciary Committee will now hear from dozens of outside witnesses. Republicans on the panel have said they would not try to block a vote on her confirmation. The committee could vote on moving forward with her nomination as soon as next week. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
As three House committees get down to work on a health overhaul bill, the head of the Congressional Budget Office is warning that the measure could actually boost the nation's health care spending over the long run. NPR's Julie Rovner has details.
The House is still on track to get the largely Democrat-backed health bill to the floor before members adjourn for their summer recess at the end of the month. But Budget Office Chief Douglas Elmendorf warned that the House bill could actually add to health spending over the long term. He said it fails to include enough of the types of changes needed to get health care consumers and providers to use the system more efficiently.
The changes that we have looked at so far do not represent the sort of fundamental change the order of magnitude that would be necessary to offset the direct increase in federal health costs from the insurance coverage proposals.
The Senate Finance Committee is reportedly looking at more far-reaching changes to the system, but it's still struggling to put together a bill that could win both Democratic and Republican support. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
The UN Security Council is imposing new sanctions on North Korea for ignoring global demands to stop its nuclear work. The panel's targeting five companies and five individuals for travel bans and a freeze on their financial assets. The Security Council has also identified two kinds of materials used in ballistic missile parts that the UN is urging nations not to sell to Pyongyang. A Chinese-born engineer has been convicted in a California courtroom of stealing trade secrets in what has become the U.S.'s first-ever economic spy trial. Greg Chung, a former Boeing engineer, was accused of stealing vast amounts of information about the U.S. space program and passing it on to China. On Wall Street at last check, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 95 points at 8,711. This is NPR News. Harley-Davidson is laying off an additional 1,000 workers. The Milwaukee-based company says it's still struggling because fewer motorcycles are selling. Chuck Kernbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
Harley says the job cuts will include about 700 production workers and 300 salaried employees. About half the layoffs will be in Wisconsin, the rest at a plant in Kansas City, and a financing office in Chicago. Harley-Davidson spokesperson Rebecca Bortner says the firm turned a profit in the second quarter, but declining sales fueled a large drop in revenue. So she says Harley is cutting production to head off red ink later.
The company believes in American manufacturing, and we want to guarantee that we're going to stay competitive and remain a strong employer. So that's why we're taking the bold actions we are today to make sure that we're here for another 106 years.
The new job cuts come on top of about 1,500 layoffs announced earlier this year. Harley-Davidson still employs more than 6,000 people worldwide. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.
President Obama is offering thoughts and prayers to the families of the police officers wounded in this morning's shootout in New Jersey. He spoke during a political fundraiser and a rally for New Jersey Governor John Corzine. Five police officers were wounded in the shootout in Jersey City, two of them critically. To the chagrin of many diehard Chicagoans today, the iconic Sears Tower is now being called the Willis Tower. It was renamed in a ceremony for the London-based insurance group that secured the naming rights as part of an agreement to lease 140,000 square feet of space in the tower. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.